Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hi, everybody. This is actually Nadia Angelini, intuitive life coach, subbing for Dee today because she is living her best life in Hawaii right now. So hopefully we all have a great time today and hopefully she's relaxed in. So hi, guys. For those of you that don't know me, Dee and I have been working together for over 20 years, which is insane. And I work a little bit differently than Dee, but it all gets the same result, guys. It's all about helping you release whatever you need to release in order to manifest what you want. So Dee wanted me to let you guys know she has a webinar coming up October 19th. It is the Ask Any Question webinar. It's only $50 and it's from 6 to 8 p.m. Pacific time. That's a Tuesday, guys, October 19th. So fun. I love these webinars that are Ask Any Question because you can really bring anything to the table. There are so many world issues right now. There are so many things that are we allow ourselves to sort of go in the toilet over a lot of big issues. And so this is a really great opportunity to get clarity, to find peace with things. I definitely recommend it. So check that out on her website, imdwallace.com. Anyway, guys, so just so you guys know, if you miss you today, I try to get to as many callers as I can. As you know, I have my show, which is live next Saturday, October 2nd, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And you can find all that info at intuitionbynadia.com. So what I do on my show is I usually do an energy update for the month coming, but since I'm going to do that next week on my show, today I just decided to sort of channel for this group and see what were the top things that maybe this group needed to focus on today. So I'm just going to plant these seeds, but as you know, please feel free to ask me whatever is important to you. So what came up for this group was really interesting because it was so much about money and feeling in your power around money. And what that means is, we've been so ingrained to have it be something that is elusive, not something that comes as easily as the air we breathe. And the message I got today for you guys was really going, I want to let abundance in and have it be easy and have it be enjoyable and have it be as easy as the air I breathe and really opening into the ease and flow, which makes us feel powerful, which is really owning that you are a creator. And that's a lot of what obviously me and Dee focus on is that owning you're a creator. But I think that part of it is playing with small things. You know, I had a client the other day working on opening to money and she kept finding dollar bills on the ground. And I'm like, that's a manifestation. Like, jump on that. It doesn't have to be $100,000 tomorrow, but really opening to receiving even small amounts of money in an easy fall on your lap sort of way. I would really recommend practicing that for this group because it just came in so strong. The other thing that came in around this group was, interestingly enough, processing loss and grief. So I'm not sure if a lot of you have been processing that. It could also be on a, you know, when people break up or if someone is ill, there's a sort of already a processing. I've seen a lot of animal deaths this year. So if there's something going on, I've just heard it very strong for this group. And I'm wondering who this is, whoever you are that is calling, your energy was very strong of really needing to find a piece of how to process grief. So I'm just going to talk about that briefly, and then we'll get into the calls. I always say that loss of something, so even disappointment, and I think that's another great word. You know, we have so many disappointments in our life, and whether it's like, oh, I didn't get this thing I thought I was going to get, or I was happy and then this thing fell through, that's another form of loss or grief. And I think that this can keep us from receiving in the future because loss or grief, you know, we always ask that question, what does this make me know I want? Is I want to feel love and connection, or I want to feel fulfilled, or whatever it is. It's when somebody dies or we lose somebody. I'm a big believer in mediumship and that the consciousness never dies and that people are always with us, even if we can't see them. You know, we tend to look for people or things where they were, not where they are now. So it's really opening to new ways of connecting with your own sort of higher self, so that whatever grief or loss or disappointment that you're processing, you can go, there's another end of the stick, which is filled with love, filled with connection, filled with abundance, filled with fulfillment, and really trying to get you guys today on the other end of that stick and wherever you are, okay? So hopefully that resonates with you guys. And I'm going to start taking callers. So I love talking to you guys. It's so fun. All right, so let's start. Phyllis in New Mexico. Hey, girl.
Oh, happy to talk to you. Good. How are you doing?
Good, good.
Yeah, I just had a two-part question that I'll make it
sure.
real quick. But because I'm still having this pain whenever I have to deal with anything to do with my mother's estate. It's just this pain, and I had this guy downtown. I was photographing something just go after me, verbally and attack me, and he was just crazy. And then, Dee had pointed out, that's still your brother's energy. He died shortly after my mother, and he's threatening to murder me, blah, blah, blah. I know it's forgiveness. I know that's a huge thing, and it's really forgiving myself for not being on top of what was going on with them.
Well, it's not your job, and I think that, I totally understand that, and I think what's really powerful about when people pass is that all the horrible stuff about them is gone, and it's just they're the highest, best version of themselves. And I've seen a lot of people, one of my closest friends, her mother was severely abusive through most of her life, and a lot of the peace came after she died, when making peace with her mother, who she really is, not who she was when she was here. And understanding that a lot of this, again, all of it you chose and attracted, it's so what do you want to still carry with you? And that's the point, is when you deal with your mother's estate, there's still resistance, right? So then everything is sort of, is there an anger that's still there that's unresolved inside of you, whether it's towards your brother or your mother?
Yeah.
And they made you feel disempowered. And I think that's what that man did. That man was trying to take power over you. And if there's anything I know about you, Phyllis, it's like, oh, hell no. I'm not taking that power. I think that's where you're shifting.
Where I'm shifting?
Is into your power. That's why you get angry, because you're like, you're trying to take my power. And no, thank you. But it's trying to do it in a peaceful way of like, hey, these people, I want a peaceful relationship. Because what I'm feeling is there's still anxiety that gets triggered by your family that isn't gone inside of you. It's still there. You want to unplug it from the wall. And the way you do that is you got to tell a new story about your family, about where they are now, not who they were. And telling a new story when it is, hey, they were wounded, finding empathy and compassion for the fact that they were obviously, you treat others the way you treat yourself, right? So when people are hateful, they hate themselves. And so if you can find that empathy and know that that part of you, all you can do is, to your point, forgive, but it's not about forgiveness for them. It's about making peace with that you don't have to follow these patterns anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I go in and out of it because it was very, very freeing. When they did die, I thought I'd be devastated. I was like, oh, phew, this is over.
No, it's relief. It's relief. But you felt the relief not only, and I totally get it. And my friend had the same thing, her mother was literally hit by a bus and it was relief, but at the same time, there's still unresolved stuff that you're still holding on to. So what I would do, what I would recommend to you do, is sit down and tell a new story, about your mother, of how you want things to go, of how you want to feel about them. Because it's not for them, it's for you,
Right, I'm very aware of that.
To let it go. Peace is what sets you free. When you don't feel like you have to have your guard up anymore,
Okay.
Thank you so much, Phyllis. Hopefully that helps.
Okay, thanks, Nadia. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Next I have Susan, Niagara Falls. Hi, Susan. You guys are getting through today.
Hi. Yes. I just basically wanted kind of in general right now to see what's going on.
They're taking me to your body. What's going on with your body, Susan?
Okay, I fell in July, and I injured my knee and my foot, and my knee is bothering me. So I'm having a lot of pain, and that's one of my issues, is dealing with a lot of pain.
Okay, so that's where they're taking me, and they're, so which knee is this?
It's my right knee and my left foot.
Okay, of course. So
he's worse.
Yeah, you know, I'm not the biggest, like, Joe Dispenza fan. I think everything he says is right, but there's something about him that sort of irritates me sometimes. But a lot of what we see is Joe Dispenza is very big on what is manifesting physically is always a result of something going on inside of you. So pain, as Abraham Hicks would say, is your body calling for energy that you are not allowing. So what I, you know, whenever you have the right knee is kind of putting yourself out in the world, feeling like, you know, and I'm going to use this term, but the knees represent the ego. So it's like, oh, I have to do this. This is like a pressure you're going to be putting on yourself is going to represent itself in the right knee. You know, like I need to do this from a place of instead, I should be doing this instead of what do I want to do? What do I want to do? And I believe I can, you know, create what I want when I do it. So that's where the resistance is in the knee. And the left foot, that's really about your foundation as in receiving. Because the left side is receiving and the foot is about your foundation of, am I really, do I have a strong enough foundation in receiving? And I think that that's probably where you sort of fall out is sometimes you manifest really well and sometimes you don't, and really making that consistent. So what they're showing me for you around the solution is, first of all, just making the statement is when you're laying in bed or meditating, so I'm allowing all the energy that I've asked for, because your body is calling for energy. It's calling. And I just want you to really see and practice that and see how the pain starts to lessen over around a 30-day period. And I'm open to receiving whatever I need. I've asked for energy and abundance and creativity and all these things, and I'm letting that in. So for your pain is associated with not letting in really what you want.
Okay, so
does that make sense?
I need to say something like I'm allowing the energy to...
Allowing in all the energy that I've asked for, because your body is calling for energy and you're not allowing it, which is why you're in pain. Okay.
Okay.
So you want to let in what you've already asked for. So you're going, I have knee pain. So instead of I'm allowing this knee pain to resolve, my body knows what to do. My cells are brilliant. I've already asked for it. I've been in pain since June. So I've been asking for resolution with my knee, which makes you feel like you can't move forward. You know, so that feeling of I can't get up, I can't be active, I can't do the things I want to do, that's the feeling that created it.
Okay.
Every time you have
I started a class at school, and now I'm kind of regretting that because it's hurting so much just to get back and forth to class.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. So you want to work on the allowing in the solution to the knee. You know, I'm trying to move forward, and it's hard. Now I'm in pain. You know, that's what I'm trying to say, is that's the manifestation. So you know that I need to make it easier. I need to allow the healing. I need to allow in the energy that I've asked for, because it doesn't feel to me like it's a surgery issue. It feels to me like there is a solution. There might be like a physical therapy thing, but I don't feel like it's a surgery situation. You know?
Well, I have been going to physical therapy, but I didn't like the physical therapist I was working with. So I'm thinking maybe I need to find some place else to go
I think you need to line up your energy first, and then the right physical therapist will come. You know, when you're not in the right energy, you get all the wrong people, you know.
Okay.
Thanks, Susan.
All right. Thank you. I will work on that. Thank you very much.
Thanks. No problem. I always tell people, guys, it's like you got to get ahead of that energy. You got to get ahead of it. All right. Next, I have Maria, San Francisco. Hi,
good morning.
Maria.
Hi. I was wondering if you were coming in today. I thought about it a couple days ago. I'm like, Nadia, I wonder if she's going to come in.
Oh, okay. It worked out.
Yes, thank you. And I get your thing, what you said about Joe Dispenza. I do feel the same way. It's like I see the value.
There's something annoying about it.
Something. And I get that with, like, a lot of people. I'm, like, trying to heal and find healers, but then there's, like, irksome stuff that comes up, and it's, like, wrong communication or just inappropriate communication, and it's just,
well,
like,
and,
oh, my God.
And I think the key is, you know, you take what works, you throw out the rest, you know. I think, like, for Joe, for example, I use it this way. The ego's in the game, and when the ego's in the game, I can feel it, and it turns me off. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, there's something mm-hmm. about him that is, like, off-putting to me. Yet, mm-hmm. I agree with every word he says. It's like, everything he says, I completely resonate with. And so I, you know, take what works and throw out the rest. And I think that it's this work is so much about being your own healer and, you know, going, oh, I love what Deepak said, or I love what Oprah said, or I love what, you know, Gabby Reese, I don't care who it is. Like, I love what this person said, and I'm going to implement that because that feels, I resonate with that, you know? And that's kind of what Dee and I did, is we, like, looked at everybody and we're like, well, what works for me? You know, mm-hmm. For me, the channeled material is always the best. Like Abraham Hicks, I never get triggered by Abraham Hicks or, you know, that kind of stuff.
Mm.
I do.
Tell me what I can help you with.
Yes, right. I could turn over there too. Because she talks so fast. I was wondering, is there anything else with my health going on? Because I, up until today, had the opportunity to move forward. Well, I didn't have physically the people around to sell my stuff mm-hmm. and get ready to move on. But instead, I was drowning in the emotion, in the anger. I still had to deal with them. I still had the FaceTime video. So it was also mm-hmm. emotionally. But I'm just seeming to figure out how to get the best practice to let go, to get out of the victimization, to let go of the past.
Right.
To
right.
function.
So give me a specific thought that is keeping you in that anger. Give me something that you feel is like, you know, I call it the righteous anger. You're probably going to be right about what you're angry about. I just want to know
right.
what it is.
Mm-hmm. Communication, not being communicating with appropriately.
Okay, great.
Family.
So I'm not heard, I'm disregarded, I'm not important, that type of stuff.
Boundaries. Yes, and when you mentioned grief, it reminded me mm-hmm. of, there's a lot of grief too, and I'm still processing
yes.
my mom passing, and there's been a lot of abuse too, but my USB drives were specifically stolen, like, several years ago, like, all of them mm-hmm. when I was in the library, and that triggered a whole bunch of grief for me, and it was almost
sure.
a relief.
Exactly.
It was still like, oh, my God, what did I do to deserve that when I was trying to be so careful?
Well, and the thing is, this is the really big challenge, is, like, when you're in anxiety and fear, you attract more mm-hmm. things that bring anxiety and fear. And I, you know, mm-hmm. Abraham Hicks says it, don't worry, it will get bigger. Post-manifestational mm-hmm. awareness. You know what I mean? Like, wow, I was in more anxiety and fear than I realized. I don't really feel safe because look what I manifested. So I didn't realize, let me use this as an opportunity. And that's what I feel really strongly with you is you do not feel safe. You do not feel in your power. And that is the crux of every issue you have. You know, in the sense that that's why your health is, that's why your body doesn't feel good, because your body is like completely disempowered. It's really interesting to me, Maria, because I've talked to you before and you feel
yes.
better. You feel like you're moving in the right direction. Like everything is moving in the right direction. I just need you to like, I want you to click over. And they're showing me this is the key to you, for you. Remind me of the month and day of your birthday.
June 7th.
Okay. So yeah, you know, the Gemini thing is tough. I always say I love my Geminis, but you guys tend to, you have a harder time letting go of stuff. I've noticed this with Gemini women in particular. And it's because you're very sensitive and sweet. Like that's who you are. You're a very sensitive, sweet person. And being that has only brought you pain. And so you've learned to make that you like feel weak when you're in your authentic self. Does that make sense to you?
When I'm being kind.
Like, yeah, when you're
like
your authentic self, you're not in your power. Does that make sense? And it should be the opposite. It should be like when I'm in my authentic self, that's when I'm the most powerful. And there's this sense of like, when I come forward for myself, I'm still attacked. Even when I'm kind and nice,
yeah.
I'm still attacked. Like that's the energy I'm feeling from you. Does that make sense?
That last part, absolutely. And I was thinking about yesterday,
yeah.
I was like, this started like over 20 years ago with some other stuff, like publicly.
Mm-hmm.
With bullying,
sure.
and I was just thinking, I shouldn't have been mature and nice. I should have been speaking their same language to show bullies.
Well,
I'm not going to take it anymore.
Sure, sure. And I think that sometimes that is required. Sometimes it's like, I'm angry as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. But I think that's just not who you are. You know what I mean? I think it's just, and you never want to go in the toilet. So this is the biggest challenge for me. Like, you know, I'll get like hateful stuff on my YouTube. I mean, people, you know, once you start putting yourself out in the world, people will, there's always going to be haters. I always tell people, and you got to be okay with that. And all you can do is like, you're being a jerk, I'm walking away, or I'm going to be, I call it being Jesus. Not for the other person, but because I don't want to go, I'm not going in the toilet for you, bro. You know what I mean? Like, and I think that this is about learning to lift yourself up and learning to have a foundation of, you know, not letting people dictate the energy and going, this is what I'm bringing to the table. And what you can bring to the table, Maria, is an open heart. And that open heart is actually where your power is, because then you're going to go, oh, wow, that person's really fucked up, or excuse my language, or, you know, wow, they're really hurting. That's not about me. And when you're really open, you can see. You know what I'm saying? You go, oh, that's not about me. Right now, you're taking everything personally, because even though you feel like you're open, you got a big shield up. You got your armor on. And when you got armor on, counterintuitive, you get people attacking you. When you don't have armor on in a real way, and really not having armor on is when you're the safest, is when you're the most powerful. Does that make sense to you? Now, this is not, you're not going to get there overnight, but I would do the work of, I want to feel confident. I want to know who I am. I want to be in my higher self and my true self. I want to feel like I'm on my path, because I feel the anxiety and depression in you that is oscillates inside of you, you know, and in ups and downs, like waves. They're showing me waves of that. Yes?
Yeah, I just have been like super, super not good space. Now they're coming back. They've been out of town, so now I have to deal with them again.
But you're giving them all the power. Instead of, how do I want this to go? Get ahead of it. I want it to be easier than I thought. I want it to be smooth. I want to hold on to my power. I get to decide who I am. Who am I deciding to be? What am I? What influence am I, instead of bracing myself for them?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I have people in, you know, my life that are, you know, not in my direct circle, that I'm like, okay, I know this person is difficult or passive aggressive or reaction to me. I already know what I'm walking into. So what is my influence going to be? Who do I choose to be? And taking the reins a little bit more, Maria, is really going to help you. And this is for a lot of people today. Really taking the reins on not giving away your power so easily. And I think it'll really help you.
I hear the words and I tell myself the words and I do the affirmations.
It's not about an affirmation. It's sitting down with yourself, legit sitting down with yourself and going, how do I want to feel? Feeling the lack of it's not here. Feel the desire. Like, you've lost your ability to tune to your desire.
Yeah.
You just tune to, it's not work. You immediately go to, it's not going to happen. It's not going to help. So that's so active that you have to act, you got to water a different plant. And that's going to take you 30 days. And, you know, I say this to you with love, but you have an addictive brain. You have an addictive brain, with, like me and B and a lot of us who run hot, I say. So, you know, we don't function well in this world. We got to find our way to function in this world, because we don't, you know, naturally fit in, so to speak. And what that means is you can, I've been studying all this. I love the science and brain and the biology. And when you go into depression, it's because you have what's called a dopamine deficit, which is means you have, and then you're not motivated. That's what depression is you have no dopamine. You don't want to get up. You're not motivated. It's not going to work anyway. What's the point? All those sort of thoughts. The way you turn that around is by challenging yourself, going, I'm done with this. I want this now. Like, really deciding, really choosing something. And then the motivation and it'll start to tip the balance. But you're not choosing. That's why you end up being the victim, because you're not really going, I'm making an effing decision now. I'm done. You know, I need you to get there.
I thought I would agree at certain points, and then, and then I got, like, super triggered and repeatedly triggered, and then it was like, everybody.
And then, what does this make me know I want? When you're triggered, that's okay. I get triggered all the time. But it's, what does this make me know I want? Who do I really want to be in this situation? I want to be like, dude, ain't about me, yo. I want to be chill. I want to be having fun no matter where I'm at, you know? Like, it's really taking the time to do that. And you need to do it every day for 30 days to really make a change in your brain. And I recommend you do that. How do I want to feel? Who do I want to be in the world? What do I want to manifest? What do I want to believe? Okay, here's the belief that nobody listens to me and I'm, you know, whatever it is. I want to be heard. I want to stand up for myself. I want to feel great about who I am. I want to feel confident. I don't want to be triggered by these people. I want to be able to be like, yeah, that ain't about me. You know, whatever it is, give it that your energy. Instead of telling the story the way it's been, tell the story the way you want it to go for 30 days every day. It's like a workout.
Yeah.
You got to build the muscle. It's too easy to do what you've always done. So it's going to be challenging in the beginning. The first 2 weeks are going to suck, and then I guarantee you it'll get better. Because you have to build this new muscle. It'll be a little hard, and then it'll get, you'll start to see massive change. Try it, Maria, and let me know.
Oh, I am. Okay. I've been. I do it so much.
Okay.
I got to do more, clearly.
Well, it's not about that. You got to do it so the feeling place changes.
Yeah.
You got to, instead of your belief that things don't work for you is very strong. I want to know that things work for me. I want to know that this is going to, that I can do this. Those type of things. You got to do all that because that's, mm-hmm. that's active. You know what I mean? It doesn't work for me is very strong. So you, I would start with that. I want to know this is going to work for me. I want to know that I have the power to do this. I want to feel source pulsing through my body. I want to know, I want to feel inspiration. I want to feel excited about life. I want to feel in my power. Did you feel mm-hmm. how my, you started to shift a tiny bit, but you need to do it with yourself to find the words that really resonate with you.
Mm-hmm.
Keep me posted, Maria. Keep me posted. Try it. 30 days.
Okay.
All right. Thanks,
sweetheart. Thank you so very much. Bless
you. No problem. All right. Next, I have Peggy in Wisconsin. Hello?
Hi there, Nadia. How are you?
Hi. Good. Thank you.
Well, it's nice to talk to you. I have never talked to you before.
No,
so
I have
I'm
not
grateful.
Talked to you. Fun.
No, so I'm very grateful for whatever you can offer to my situation.
Sure.
So my question is around my relationship with my middle child, a girl, and something happened to her when she was a teenager, and I know what it was, and if you need the details, I can give you that. But from that point forward, it was like there was a 180 in our relationship. Before that, we had gotten along beautifully her whole life. And then she went on a trip to Washington, D.C., and something happened, and she blamed me for it. I wasn't even there. She was on a 4-H event. And things keep popping up over the years. And it just, for me, it feels like she just has never truly forgiven because I am constantly being blamed for things that I don't feel
I
have caused. Now, you know, there may be parts of this that I'm not aware of, but my question to you is, how should I respond to this? She brought something up recently, and I said, I really want to take time to think about this before I answer, because I was feeling, you know, not comfortable. So I wanted to make sure whatever I said to her was going to be helpful.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you two real quick questions. Is your birthday just the month and the day, and her birthday just the month and the day? I don't need the year.
Oh, this is too funny. Okay, I'm October 21st, and she's October 18th.
Of course. So,
of course.
You know, the first thing they showed me was you're very much alike. And there's a part of you that you forgot about but when you were a teenager that is very active in her. Okay, so I just want to say that. There's this sort of rebellious nature. She is the challenge that I see with your daughter right now is that she is not willing to take responsibility for herself. And she needs someone to blame right now because how old is she?
44.
Yeah, she feels like in her 20s emotionally. Okay, so she's my age. So I'm 45. I just turned 45. So she's my age. And, you know, I think that she feels very young. Like, because I'm like, I feel like she's a woman, but emotionally she hasn't processed some things. And she is blaming you. You are absolutely correct. Okay, so now this is the challenge of how to turn this energy around. Okay, so when you're a parent, and I'm a mom, and I know how painful this is for you. So the first thing, and this is going to sound counterintuitive, Peggy, but is to accept that you don't have the relationship with her that you wanted. is just to go, I need to feel that feeling. Instead of needing her to be the daughter I want her to be, I need to accept that she's not the daughter I want her to be. I need to accept that, because this is, I can't choose for her. And that's grief. That's processing something that's painful. But I find that when we do that, we actually release the pressure from the person to be who we need them to be.
Mm-hmm.
Because she feels that, and she's telling you, she's giving you the middle finger. Okay.
Right.
So like her energy is like, I'm not going to be who you need me. You know, there's that, there's, she got attitude. Okay. She got attitude in that way. So the first thing is, I have to accept that I made this person. She does not belong to me. She is her own little soul journey. This is her journey. And my choice is to love her anyway.
Right.
I want to love her anyway because I don't have a choice because I'm her mother. Okay. Like, you know, you're a mom. You don't have a choice.
Yeah.
So what I would do,
well,
and this is going to, this is going to, this is about, of course you love her. I mean, you can't not, you know, is she's in a lot of survival fear. She's got a lot going on. Okay. So your daughter's got a lot going on that has nothing to do with you. You just feel like she can take it out on you because she does know you love her. Does that make sense to you? Like,
yep,
there's a sense of being able to treat you like garbage because she actually does know you're not going anywhere. Okay. So that's,
yeah.
I need to say that, but that is a good thing because she does know you love her. She just doesn't love herself and she's got a lot of stuff going on. So I want to help you help her, but we got to help you first. So the first thing I would have you do is accept that she's not going to be, that she's not what you want. This is not what I wanted.
Okay.
This is not what I signed up for. Okay. And stop arguing with her because you keep going in the pit with her and there's no resolve. And then I would sit down, and this is going to be a challenge, and write down everything that you love about her, what you want for her, what you want to see her. I want her to love herself. I want us to have a great relationship. I want to heal whatever it is. I want to be a part of her life. I get emotional because I feel how strong of a desire that is for you. Okay. And really go, what do I love about her? She's so strong, and I know she's really smart, and I know that she has the ability, you know, start highlighting what is good about her. And it sounds insane, but people feel this stuff. They feel energy because when you're an influence of love, of upliftment, of seeing this person, like I would say, whenever you're in love with someone, it's because you like the way they feel, the way it feels when they look at you with love. You know what I mean? We like being loved because you're like, oh, you're seeing me as beautiful and great. And I can feel that when I'm with you, you know?
Yeah.
And right now you're going, love me, love me, love me, love me. Why don't you love me? Why don't you love me? You're being so mean to me. You know, you're not loving her. You're needing something from her and you're not going to get it that way.
Okay.
So you need to detach from trying to get something from her and just find any way you can to activate unconditional love for her, because that's the truth of how you feel. Because that's the truth.
Yeah.
You love
your
daughter no matter what, you know, that's the truth. The more you activate that, it will give her and it will soften her energy towards you over time till she can, when you love her and that is so dominant, she cannot be hateful to you. She will not be able to, because your love will take over. And it's just really magnifying, releasing and grieving the disappointment, but then magnifying what you do want to happen with her. And I promise you this, not today and not overnight, though it could happen, she will shift. But that's not why you're doing it. You're doing it because you're going to feel better when you love her instead of resent her.
Right.
And take yourself out of the equation, because she's the creator of her own life. Everything that happened to her is her. You know that. So
I do.
Once you take yourself out, like, hey, I see that. I always say when people, you know, my kids will go, you know, my kids are young, but they will, mommy, you know, it's your fault. I'm like, oh, you feel like it's my fault because I gave this to Dario and not you? Or, okay, I mirror. So you really feel like it was my fault. Okay, I hear that. I hear that you feel like it was my fault. Like mirroring whatever she's saying instead of arguing and trying to change her mind. You know, validating.
Okay.
This woman needs serious validation. She
feels
like she's constantly seeking validation. So if you energetically just love her, I just feel like the dynamic is really going to change. Again, over time. It could be fast. The energy is really fast right now. I just think it's going to take you a little time to turn that corner and really grieve.
Yeah.
I feel like you need a good cry over really letting go of this, of the way you wanted it to be, and accepting that it isn't that way, and that you want it to be whatever it can, the best it can be.
Yeah,
with who we're
right.
dealing with.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I'm a good crier, so I can do this.
Yeah, and you just really love her. That's the truth. It makes me emotional. You really love this woman. This is your baby girl, mm-hmm. you know.
Right.
And just
right.
really activating that I love her anyway, and I wish I could choose for her. I want her to see her beauty. I want her to see her greatness. I want her to know her power, and I'm going to hold that for her until she sees it. That's what we do is when they were little kids.
Yeah,
stop doing it
true.
When they're grown-ups, you know.
Right.
So get back to that, and you'll see, you'll feel better, and the dynamic will change. And I would love to hear a follow-up of this, Peggy, because I know how painful it is for you, and I understand.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Peggy. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, next I have Emily in California.
Oh,
hey,
hi,
girl. Hi.
Great to hear you. Oh my gosh, talk about grief. I just happened to glance at something and had this big cry right now. How funny.
There it is. I'm telling you, this whole group was really calling to that. It was really interesting because it's a strange thing because it can come in different forms and you don't realize it.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I would love a general. I've had some pain in some sciatic pain in my left hip that I mm-hmm. have really mm-hmm. loosened. It's really,
great.
Really
great.
Releasing,
good.
Which is great. And my mom has dementia, so that's what my grief right now I feel like
yeah.
is all about.
Totally. That's a big one because that you are slowly losing them. You know, it's a very challenging. I have one of my best friends is going through it right now, and it's really hard because they start to disappear before your eyes, you know?
Right. And it's just like snuck up on me, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's like, oh my God, so much of her is already gone. And I slowly watched it happen, but without grief. Yeah. Yeah. It's tough.
Well, and it's really giving yourself that permission to process it. The other thing I would say is what I notice with people with dementia or Alzheimer's or that type of disease is it's almost like part of their soul's already leaving the body, you know? Severely autistic children and people, they're more telepathic. They become more energy responsive. And so I find it is a great opportunity to start connecting with someone on a telepathic way, like when your mother does pass, really being able to really talking to her from that place. You know, my dad passed away in 2020, and you know, I almost every day I get a sign from him, almost every day.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
I'm happy for that.
And I mean, I heard his voice, and it's really connecting with, I knew it was his choice. I knew he was ready. So I had made peace, but you know, grief is grief and loss is loss, which is, you know, my kids won't know their grandfather, you know, that kind of thing. But that said, it's really being willing to go, her real consciousness is still alive and well, even though her body is deteriorating. You know, she's just making a slow transition because she had resistance. She has resistance to transitioning because she's afraid. So she's making that slow transition. And I'm just saying practice that. So around you in general, first of all, they're showing me that there's something you need to make a decision about. Do you know what this is? Is it like to go?
Probably.
Like there's something
moving.
Coming up where there's like, so they're feeling like you haven't made this decision yet on something.
Okay.
So that's just sort of there. And it's like you've moved through. You're not tied to anything anymore, but you're still not running free. It's like you don't have the image they're giving me is like a dog that's like off the leash, but they're still sitting there on the lawn.
Oh, that's
like
exactly
not,
what it feels like. That's
okay, good. Because it's a very weird image. I'm so glad you resonate with it.
And I know where I want to move. And part of me is like, Emily, just go. And then this other part of me is like, well, there's all these other loose ends I feel like I want to tie up. I feel like I want to be, I don't know. Anyway, that is exactly where it's at.
So what I would put out for you is I always say, you know, focus on what you do know. I know I want to feel safe. I know I want to be surrounded by people. I want to attract my tribe and my people. I want to have everything be smooth and fun. I want money to be coming in. And then the clarity will come. But I think that you need to sort of do that work of like, what's the essence and the feeling that you are wanting to create as opposed to the thing, you know?
Yeah. Got it.
The reason you're not moving is because it's all not perfectly lined up yet, and they're going, and she hasn't fully committed to that direction of going, this is where I'm going, and this is how it's going to go. Okay? It's going to be fun.
Okay.
I'm going to be surprised and delighted. It's going to be easy. You know, a girlfriend of mine had to move to Switzerland, and we really had to get ahead of it because it's like a big international move. As you know, there's a lot of moving parts. Moving is a very stressful thing. So I always urge getting ahead of it because the whole process can be fun and easy, you know?
Yeah.
And because she got ahead of it, she got a great apartment right away. She got met all these nice people right away. She found the perfect gym. She found the perfect, you know, she's appreciating the beauty, like all of this, she got ahead of it. And so it's all smooth. And that's what I want you to do.
Yes. Oh my God. This is exactly what I needed to hear.
Oh, good. Yay. I love it.
Thanks.
Oh,
thank you so much.
No problem, Beverly. Have a great day.
I love you.
Bye, sweetie. Mwah, love you. You guys are like the cutest. All right, next I have Jean Marie from Massachusetts.
Hi, thank you.
Hello. Hi.
Thank you so much. I want to thank you for all the questions, everybody, because I've learned so much listening. It's just been great.
Oh, good.
Yes, thank you. So, Mike, I have like a two-parter. I got an invitation to apply. They're going to pick four people, and, you know, they sent out an invitation to a group to go to an all-expense-paid Women in Engineering conference. Now,
awesome.
I just started. This is my first class. I've only been there 3 weeks.
Okay.
And that invitation brought fear and terror and all kinds of stuff along with it. And
sure.
So my quick yes or no question is, should I apply? And if I get accepted, should I go? And here's the caveat. I'm 67. I was a former special education teacher. I was injured. I had a torn brainstem. It is not torn now. But
okay.
My body, a year ago, my heart went down to 45, and I ended up with a pacemaker. So my health, my health isn't what I wished it was. And,
sure.
You know, and I gained a lot of weight since the pacemaker. So all that is going on all at the same time. And the other thing is I'm obviously studying mathematics, and I'm finding math to be very challenging. So all of this is all going around in me while I'm trying to make a decision. Do I put myself out there? Now, backing up on that real quick, a year ago, the reason I got into this engineering program is I took a general studies major and took an intro to optics and photonics, which is, you know, it's studying light. Being a light worker, I wanted to get the physical science.
Yeah, exactly.
So in one class, they asked for student volunteers and to troubleshoot a usability test, same thing, a program that Clemson University was working on with fiber optics. And I did it, and they liked it. So they liked the work that I did with them so much that, unbeknownst to me, they recommended me to MIT. And MIT got in touch with me. I wasn't taking a class with anybody. I was taking Excel, and they asked me to do theirs. They liked it, so I ended up. Yeah, and so that last summer, I got invited to apply to do an internship at Lincoln Lab, which is MIT, or at Boston University. They have a photonics program. I didn't do either one of them for the same reason
so
that I'm hesitating applying
just
to this conference.
Right.
I have this – I limit myself. I'm afraid. I'm afraid because my body's not healthy. I'm old. I'm fat. I have
First of all, I'm going to stop you now. I'm going to stop you, Domri. I got it. I totally understand. And I think the energy behind this is pretty clear, and you've nailed it, and your awareness is great, which is, first of all, the heart is, you know, whenever you have issues with the heart, it's because you've not been listening to it. You've been ignoring it, you know. And may I ask your birthday, just a month and the day?
Oh, June 1st, Gemini was looking
to you. Okay, there's my Gemini girls today representing Gemini girls. So, yeah, Gemini, you know, you can be very heady. So you get spin in your head, you know, if I go, and I get that, and you just end up going in circles. So this is the number one thing is all of this, there's no wrong decision, but you don't want to do something and feel scared and bad about it. And, you know, I always do this with my son where it's like, there's finding the balance between when do you walk through the fear and when do you go, hey, I'm not lined up with the energy. I got to clean this up first. Do you know what I'm saying? It's knowing that balance, the discernment.
Oh, my God. That's exactly how I feel. I feel like I have to clean up a whole bunch of stuff. And I've been doing that. I've been actively cleaning up a whole bunch of stuff, trying to get myself in alignment.
So let me tell you what I feel will help you. Number one, the weight is always protection. I don't want to be seen. I'm afraid to be out in the world, blah, blah, blah. So stop calling yourself fat and old, because I'm going to tell you right now, that is not helping you. Okay. Number one is, I want to feel good in my body. I want my body to be strong. I'm going to tell you right now, my husband and I are very into longevity studies, which is that, you have to sort of, oh my God, they're telling me, I think I need to end the episode I don't know why it's giving me this for some reason. Anyways, that you need to understand that you get to decide.
Oh, I do know that. I do know that. I feel like I've got at least 30 more years. At least, a minimum.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And so my mom is your age, okay? Her husband's 20 years younger than her. She works out 5 days a week. You know what I mean? She meditates. Nice. She's an artist. And, but her husband's 20 years younger, so that helps her sort of hold on to, but it's about, who do I want to be? And what am I doing something every day to match what I'm saying I want? Okay?
Totally. Yep.
Yeah. And so for example, you love expanding. You love learning new things. You clearly have gifts and talents that are untapped that you're excited to tap into. So you want to go, I want it to be fun and easy. I want to have confidence. I love getting the praise. I love being validated. I love doing new things. I am ready to learn new things. I'm excited. I love the idea of getting a whole new lease on life right now. I love that idea. I want to feel better in my body. I'm ready to let this weight go. I'm ready to be seen. We got to tell that story. I want to get that train in motion. And I'm finally willing to follow my heart and know that I'm not going to get smashed if I do that. I'm not going to get my ass kicked if I follow my heart. And this is the wounding that you're moving away from. That's why you're gaining the weight and protecting yourself, because you're going, I really want to put myself out there, but all this old wounding is sort of holding me back. And the way you get rid of an old belief, it sounds really simple, but it's true. And this is just Abraham Hicks. This is cognitive behavioral therapy. This is telling a new damn story. Okay. And going, you can't erase the memories, but you can deactivate them. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely.
So the way you deactivate it is, I'm ready to get on track. I want to feel better now than I did 20 years ago. Let's do this. Let me start that train. So that means I'm going to walk every day. That means I'm going to meditate every day. That's kind of, I'm going to sit down. I'm going to water that plant that I want to grow, which is that I'm just getting this party started. That's the plant you want to grow.
Yeah, I'm doing those things. I am walking every day. I do meditate.
Good,
I do
good.
Breathing exercise.
But then
I do all these.
Stop saying you're fat.
Okay.
Don't tell that story anymore. You can't tell that story. Every day, I'm releasing the weight. My body knows what to do. I'm ready to be seen. I'm ready to put myself out there and have fun with it, because I got nothing to lose. I'm 67 years old. I got nothing to lose. It's now I'm doing this because there's something calling me. Show me how to be used. Show me universe. Show me higher self. Less of trying to control it. And when you feel that feel and anxiety of going to that invitation, for example, right? So
yeah.
Fear and anxiety that comes up, that knee-jerk response, what's the thought? What's going to happen if you go? What's the fear?
I'll collapse and I won't be able to follow through.
Okay, so is that true? Do you really believe that will happen?
I collapsed last summer. That's where this is coming from.
So I'm afraid I'm going to fall and I'm collapsed and I won't be. Then what?
Well, no, then I died. And they had to put a pacemaker in. So.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. So then what? But I'm okay. So I survived.
So if you die,
I'm still here. That's it. I mean, are you ready to die? Because we choose our death. So you're not. You're just getting this party started.
No,
like
I'm more to
say. Right.
I really believe, honestly, I believe I've been called to. I'm not going to tell you all the things I've done. I've done a ton of stuff, but I really believe I'm being called to create something that will very much benefit the whole planet. Because,
I
you know.
So. And I think that that's what you're being called to. So instead of, sometimes you need to go, okay, what's the worst case scenario? Okay, now what does that make me want? Because I'm done with that. I had that experience, okay? I'm done with that. So thank you, universe, but no thank you. I want to stand tall. I want to feel vital and energized. I want to be present. I want to meet new amazing people. I want to – that's what you have. You have to turn it around. I call it the pivot. You've got to pivot that energy when you get that knee-jerk response, because that knee-jerk response is just something you've practiced. And there it is. Oh, here it is again. This is familiar, you know? And you're not changing that. When you're in it, you're riding the train that you don't want to ride instead of doing something about it. Does that make sense to you?
So I should probably take a chance and apply for that. And then I'm
Absolutely.
Terrified I'll get accepted.
Yeah. And go, but why? Because I know I can do this. And I want you to, because there's something in you that I really, really like. And it's this sort of, there's a fearlessness in you that's real, that's very organic. And you've lost her a little bit. But she's in there. And I like her. She's badass. Okay? And I want you to
That was me when I was young.
Yes. And she's in there. She's still alive and well. And she's like, girl, let me take over the wheel. Get out of the way. Let me drive. You know? That's what I'm feeling from inside of you, is let her drive. That's who you want to drive. Don't let the fear drive anymore.
Oh, my God.
Let the
you
part
think
of
I should go ahead and apply
fun and play. I think you
think
should. I think there's a lot of fun and joy and fulfillment ahead of you if you continue on the route you're on. And I think that keeping yourself in a box will keep you sick
in a box.
and not feeling good. Yeah.
Okay.
This is the time
okay.
to push out of your comfort zone, for sure.
Thank you. So what is this problem I have with learning math?
You don't like it. So what you need to do is just go find a way.
You know, that's not true. I love
that.
When I understand it, I love it. I feel like I'm flying when I understand it. But if I
so then you have to – well, if you keep saying it's hard, say, I want it to be easy. I know I can do this. I already know this. Channel Einstein, channel whoever you want to channel to absorb that information. Get ahead of it. Don't
oh my
keep
God.
Telling,
no,
what
Einstein.
Does this make me know I want? What does this make me know I want? That's the question. I want to learn
okay.
it easier. I want to absorb it. Because when I absorb it easy, it's fun. What you just said is a great way to turn around that energy.
Thank you. You are such a nice
Thank
person.
You. Oh, you're so sweet. Right back at you. Thanks, Shemri. You're so sweet. Nice to meet you.
Oh, God. You know what I mean. You're a loving person. The word nice
oh,
is so
thank you.
You know what I'm saying.
Oh,
you're loving and you
that's
give, and
sweet.
I appreciate you.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that, too. Thank you. Well, have an amazing day, and hopefully that helps. Girl, you go. You get
it. It helped a lot. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. You guys, thank you so much. Unfortunately, I have like a minute left, so I love chatting with you guys. Again, if I didn't get to you, please call into my show, October 2nd, intuitionbynadia.com or blogtalkradio.com/intuitionbynadia. Love you guys. I really hope you got something great from the show today. I love subbing for Dee. Send you guys so much love, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.